Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration? Or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by thanking you for being the best stinking community that is out there. Thank you for subscribing, rating, reviewing the show. Actually, if you listen to the show, it's totally free on iTunes or on YouTube. The only thing I ask is if you get a ton of value out of it, leave us a great review on iTunes so we know we're doing a good job and can keep up the good work. If you hate us or have a negative thing, just email support@growmycleaningcompany.com. I will get that. I will check it out. I always want to hear good and bad feedback. All right, that said, today we are chatting with Lori Freeman from OCD Cleaning. OCD has served mostly residential clients in Lancaster, Pennsylvania for the last 18 years, and I'm so excited to have her on the show. Lori, welcome.
Hi.
So glad to have you. Tell us a little bit about how you got into the cleaning business. What on God's green earth dragged a seemingly sane person like you to do a crazy job like what we do?
Well, first of all, my mom always said I was born to clean. So from a very young age, I was pretty clean. And so as I was growing up in the home, my mom took on the mentality that she would cook and I would clean. And then when she got a cleaning job with the church that she attended, she asked me if I'd help her, and I did. And then when she died, I took over that client and did it with my children because I homeschooled. So every Friday we'd go there and we'd clean that church together. And then from there, I got another commercial business. And then within the last 10 years, I've added residential. So that's how I got into this niche. And I love cleaning.
Well, first of all, I love the visual, the picture that I'm getting of, I know you guys weren't simultaneous, but basically three generations of your family cleaning and adding value to the world that way. And I love that your mom taught you, hey, this is something you can do and you can make the world better and we can actually get paid for it. And you taught that same lesson to your kids. I think that's a really cool picture, as opposed to being stuck in a stuffy school, getting to spend time with mom, learning how to run a business, learning how to clean, learning how to be responsible, learning how to contribute to the local church. That's all such cool lessons. And I'm glad to honored to have you on the show to share those kinds of stories.
Thank you.
My pleasure. So that said, let's see if we can't make your life a little bit better. What's going on in your world today that I can bring you some help with?
So what has happened is 2016, I had a double fusion in my lower back, and I've since got a bum right knee. And with all that, it looks as though cleaning is not going to continue in my life for much longer. So my husband had this great idea that I should become the manager of this business and start to bring employees on board. And because I try to listen to him as best I can, I thought, well, hey, maybe I can make a go of this. So I started on that journey about 2 months ago. However, I feel like I just am spinning my wheels and not really going further. So I need help understanding how to grow this business when I have a very limited understanding of technology. And also, I'm scared of it getting out of hand, and then I'm running a business that I'm not sure I really want to run, because for me, cleaning was what I wanted to do.
Gosh, that is, I love that question. I'm typing something down because I don't want to forget it. So there's so much packed into that. And I hear talking to owners of cleaning companies day in, day out, that's just about all I do. There is a lot of what you said is just echoed and repeated with other people. I promise you're not alone. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of people right now listening, feeling that same fear. And you asked a couple questions. One, I'm afraid to grow without having technology. Two, I'm afraid to have this thing spin out of control and do something I don't want to do. And three, I like cleaning and I don't know if I'm ready or willing to give that up. Did I hit everything or did I make something up?
Well, the third thing is I probably am not ready to give it up. I think my body is saying I'm going to have to give it up. After two houses in a day, I'm pretty much not able to walk very well. So that's what's happening to me. So it's really like, yes, I have to get out of it. And
okay.
So do I grow a business or I just go back and don't work and try to start another livelihood?
Well, that part I can't answer. Like, what's right for you and your family, you're on your own. But assuming you do want to run a cleaning company, I am happy to help fast track that for you. So first and foremost, whether you've got good hips, bad hips, old or young, all of our bodies at some point are going to give up. And the fatality rate on humans currently sitting right real close to 100%. So everyone out there thinking, well, yeah, I didn't just have hip surgery. That's not me. Okay, give it 10 years and you will. And even if you don't have hip surgery, there will come a point in your life, whether you get pregnant, old, hit by a car, fill in the blank, that you will not be willing or able to clean. So that's the first thing. Second thing is cleaning is probably the lowest value thing you can do in your business. If you love to clean, I know this isn't you, but I'm kind of saying it for everyone else, or maybe you, but you're like, well, it doesn't matter, love it or not love it, I can't do it anymore. But if you can do it and love doing it, it is fine the same way if you love gardening, you choose to garden. Obviously buying your groceries at the grocery store is going to be cheaper and easier and way less headache. But you're not gardening to get efficient, cheap groceries. You're gardening because you love it. So if you clean and you love cleaning, then God bless you, go clean. But never, 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 never use that as an excuse or quote unquote the right thing to do to grow a big business. Also, if you say, I just want to clean houses and be left alone and I don't want any headaches and growth and employees and any of that stuff, there's nothing wrong with that. It is your business. You get to do whatever you want. But just don't fool yourself into thinking, you know, if a lot of people, I think the truth of the matter is they're afraid to grow personally and they're afraid to be an owner and they're afraid of a lot of stuff. So they say things to themselves like, well, I just love cleaning. But the reality is they're afraid they'll fail doing something else. So if that's the case, not just with you, but with listeners, let me encourage you and give you permission. You will not fail. You only fail when you give up. And the surest way to fail is to never try, right? If you say, I'm afraid to fail, therefore I'll never own a company, I'll just clean, that's a guaranteed failure. So I'm speaking to now the people that are not in love with cleaning and want to grow a business or something that can make them money and that can make money even when they're not working or even when their hips don't work or their body doesn't work or their knees don't work, that can still make them money. So is that an okay foundation to lay before we dive in, Lori?
Yes.
Okay. So that said, if you're physically able, the least profitable thing you can do is clean. Most profitable would probably be creating systems. Second most profitable would probably be building a culture of people for employees and customers that they love being a part of this special community. Next might be selling accounts. And then below that would be all the rest, cleaning, buying supplies, billing, dealing with all kind of the nonsense of the day-to-day business. So that said, we'll hit one more thing and then we'll get to the tech challenge. You said, and I hear this a lot, that I'm afraid it's going to grow too fast, right? I'm not going to be in control. It's going to spin out of control. And that does happen, right? I don't want to tell people, oh, yeah, you're crazy to worry about that. That happens all the time. But the reality is you were in charge. You birthed this business and you can kill this business. So anytime if the business, quote unquote, goes out of control, you're the owner. You can at any time say, I'm shutting this thing down. Every customer I don't like, I'm firing. If I don't feel like cleaning today, I'm not going to clean. So there's this false sense of imprisonment that, you know, this business is running me and I have to do this or I have to do that. And frankly, if we don't have any debt, right, if you owe a bunch of money, that changes things, but you shouldn't owe money being in the cleaning business. If you don't have a bunch of debt in your cleaning business, at any time, you can just say, screw this noise, I'm going to go do something else. So the only way things would, quote unquote, get out of control is if you allowed them to get out of control. And more importantly, if you continue to allow them to stay out of control, right, at any time, you can take back the reins and go, this is the new thing. I'm not cleaning people that are a pain in the neck anymore. You, sir, are a pain in the neck and you're fired or your price is doubled or whatever you want to do. So it's possible, if not likely, that the thing will spin out of control. But the beauty is you just have to realize you let it get out of control. That's the bad news. The good news is you can bring it right back into control. That's all under your purview. Does that all sound sensible or am I just sounding like a crazy person?
No, it sounds sensible.
Okay. Let's hit a little bit of this tech challenge, because I think a lot of people feel that way. And I love that you shared it, because I think some people or a lot of people are embarrassed, right? They don't want to say, I don't know how to do this. And I feel like it's an important skill and I'm handicapped. So first of all, tech work, let's just do it. Making a website, making a Facebook page, posting on Facebook, having a Twitter account, posting on Twitter, making a YouTube account, creating videos, going viral. I'm trying to think of all the stuff people would be afraid of. Being on LinkedIn, having a profile, connecting on any sort of social media or any sort of paid advertising, organic advertising, creating content, writing a blog, making a podcast, blah, 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 blah. The list goes on and on and on. All of that is generally low value work. I've got a gal that, a pretty amazing lady in Pakistan, which is hard to own a business. She's got like 50 employees over there and they do website work and they're fantastic. They could do circles around me in website stuff, right? They're just fantastic, but they're, you know, $20 an hour or something is what I pay them, and they do fantastic work. I make considerably more than $20 an hour, and I do not have the technical ability that they have. So just like cleaning, even if you could clean physically, you shouldn't be. That's not the best way to grow your business. Even if you could be building your website or be a pay-per-click master or an SEO master and be doing all sorts of PR and all the stuff that you need to do to build SEO, you shouldn't be doing that. It's higher dollar work than cleaning, but far lower dollar work than running your company, right? I know whoever's in charge of GE right now, I guarantee you, he didn't build their website. He's not fooling with their pay-per-click campaign. He's got experts that do all that sort of thing because he does what he's good at. So first and foremost, let me just give you a sigh of relief. You don't have to be, and you shouldn't be doing all the technical stuff. Is that an okay foundation to build from, or is that something that's too hard to agree with? Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon.
No, I like that you say that. Here's the thing though, then finding someone to do all that at a price that I can afford with the business still being as small as it is.
So here's a perfect question, or here's a perfect way to reframe that. I hate when people say, I don't have enough money for this or that, or I'm too poor, I'm too broke. Well, if the thing that you're doing is a cash-providing thing, then you have the money for it. If it's not a cash-providing thing, right, if it's not going to make you money, then even if you did have the money, you shouldn't waste it on that. So with you want to be able to, at a big business or a small business, you want to be able to kind of point to some revenue, right? If you're going to make a website, you don't just want a website where you say, and it used to be websites were $5,000-$10,000, and you can certainly spend on a website now. But for a little cleaning company, good Lord, you can get for $500 to $1,000, you can get a website, not expensive. Mm-hmm. And you should have every expectations that you are going to get clients from that website. And you might have to talk to 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 website designers and go, I'm going to give you $1,200 American dollars or whatever the case may be, I need to understand how that money's going to come back to me. And if they can't explain it, they're probably not the right person. So there is no such thing as I don't have enough money for that. Well, you don't have enough money to waste it or to make bad decisions, but we shouldn't be making bad decisions. Even if you do have money, it's not like, okay, good, now I can blow money on things that don't work. So whatever it is, so many people just want to say, give me money and I will do this thing for you. And you go, great, how's that thing going to make me money? And you go, I don't do that. I just make websites. I don't talk about I'm not interested. You know, once I make the website, I've lost interest. Well, that's not who we want to work with. We want to work with someone that can give you a history of, here's the people that I've worked with, and here's how their website has grown their business. And you've got a reasonable expectation that that they'll help you. And also, if you are not able to, if you're like, I don't even have $500 or $800, that's way above my budget. Well, then we've got a bigger problem, the website, right? At that point, I would say, hey, we've probably got a broken business model. Certainly if you're cleaning yourself, right? Goodness. You should have a ton of margin if you're cleaning yourself because you're not even paying your people. So I would say, hey, we've got a broken business model. And I talk about that in the Clean Profit Method a lot. Let's make sure that you're profitable before we grow. So many people have got this business mm-hmm. that's not making money. And they're like, well, let me, you know, if I had a website, then I could get more customers. And I'm like, and what? Lose money faster? That's not the goal. Mm-hmm. We have to make money first. Then we add more customers. But if you're losing money, you're not making profit per customer. We don't want more unprofitable customers is not the answer to your question. All right, one last thing, and then I'll answer any questions that you've got. You want to follow a system. That's why I came out with the Clean Profit Method. It is 9 steps to basically everything you need to know to grow a $1 million cleaning company. And a lot of the value of that is not wondering, do I need Facebook ads? Do I need direct mail? Because everybody's coming at you with, you got to be on Yelp. You got to be on Angie's List. You got to, and there's just 100 yeah, you got to yeah. be's. That's because you don't have a yeah. system, right? If you've got a system, you say, well, I'm going to follow this system. And if we had an unlimited budget with unlimited time, which nobody, I've worked with people just getting started and businesses that have tens of millions of dollars of revenue, none of them have an unlimited time or unlimited budget. So that's none of us. If we did, then we could do all of it, right? Yeah, sure. We'll do everything. We'll do Facebook ads and video ads and lead ads and this ads and that ads. We'll do it all. We'll be in magazine, but we don't. We have very limited time and very limited budget. So you want to have a system that tells you start with this, then go here, and then go here. The problem with advertising is people get caught up in the technology and they don't get the foundation. The foundation is mm-hmm. you need to have the right market, right? If you don't have a market that's mm-hmm. got pain and money, it doesn't matter what you do. You can advertise all you want. If they're broke, they can't help you, right? If you spend all mm-hmm. this money to advertise the prisoners, well, they don't have the ability to pay for cleaning. So to my knowledge, at least, so it doesn't matter how good your advertising is or how good you know Facebook or a website or blah, 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 it's not going to help you. So you have to have the right market. Once you have the right market, you have to have the right message, right? So many people go, I tried AdWords, Google AdWords, it doesn't work. I've tried direct mail. I've tried fill in the blank. It doesn't work. The reality was one of two things went wrong. One, they didn't know their customer well enough, so they didn't have a message that was compelling, right? If I started telling you about supplements for higher testosterone, you're probably not interested in that. You don't, as a female, I don't think, hopefully you don't want higher testosterone. So it doesn't matter how good my message is. If it's not matched to my market, it's not going to do any good. And then the final thing is you need to put it in the right media, right? If your people aren't everywhere, right? You think, oh, I've got to go to my customer. They're on Instagram, and they're on Facebook, and they're on Twitter, and they're direct mail, and they're postcards, and their newsletter. You can just go on and on, but they're not. There's usually two or three key places that they are going to find their information or go to solve their problem, and that's where you need to be. So again, that's why you have to have a system that helps you contextualize all this stuff, as opposed to every time somebody calls you on the phone or sends you an email trying to sell you crap, and you have to decide every time. You want to put it in the context of a system, as opposed to just kind of making that decision every time somebody offers you some sort of quote unquote opportunity. So we've gone super fast. That's kind of my rant. Any questions or holes or things you're still concerned about before we move on to the your portion, lightning round of the call?
So let me understand correctly. What you're saying is the system part where you can figure all that out is how do I obtain that information?
Well, I'm sure there's other systems, and I'm sure they all suck compared to me. Sorry, got real arrogant. The one that I've created after having done this for 20 years is called the Clean Profit Method. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, it is available there right now. It's everything you need. And again, am I magic? Do I have all the answers? No, and definitely no. Ask my wife. She'll tell you. But any system is better than no system, right? The thing that most of my customers have is over, my clients that I work with in a small group or one-on-one is overwhelmed. They don't know what to do and in what order to do it. So certainly you want a good system, but it's almost as important to have any system, right? A system for growth that starts with, ideally, what are your goals, right? We don't just start with, let's do Facebook advertising. That's step four. Step one is, what are your goals? What are your core values? How much time do you want to spend in this? Once you've got that, then we talk about bidding and billing to make sure that you're profitable. So the short answer to your question is growmycleaningcompany.com. You can get all that. The longer answer is you need to have a system that starts with the beginning and walks you through doing the right things at the right time. It doesn't make any sense to talk about hiring employees until you have a system to get customers. It doesn't make sense to build a system to get customers until you know who your customer is. It doesn't make sense to try and decide who your customer is until you make sure that you're profitable on each job. We don't want more unprofitable jobs. So again, you want a system that tells you the right things to do in the right order. I know that's a much longer answer than you asked for, but it's an important question. I want to make sure we covered it, not just for you, but for everybody else.
And are your videos, is that the whole system? That's what that explains.
So there's a couple, again, I don't want to turn this into a big commercial, but...
I think Natalie told me some of this information why I initially contacted her about coaching.
Yeah, so for everybody listening, and I can talk to you offline about specifics, Lori, but if you... Okay. GrowMyCleaningCompany.com has everything that we have free and paid. So we've got a YouTube channel. Okay. We've got this podcast that you're listening to, or you might be watching us on the YouTube channel currently. Those are totally free to subscribe to. Like I said, if you get value, please give us a good review and help us know that we're doing the right thing and we're bringing value to you. For those of you that say, hey, I don't want to have to wade through all that stuff and I want the templates and I want someone to walk me through this dang thing and I'm really serious about growing today, we've got paid products that can we're all kind of walk you through, or you just get more help and more everything you need, but it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. All right, enough about that. Let's hit the lightning round. You've been doing this for 18 years. I'm sure you've got some value that I'd love to have you share with Cleaning Nation. Three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personal or professional?
So the best piece of advice I just received was through a class I took, and it's a gentleman in our church that has a business. And he said to evaluate whether or not you're going to be a good leader, because not everybody is a good leader. And if you're not a good leader, you really should think this over, because when you're leading your team, you want to be able to, be positive and have incentives and do it in a way that's going to make them excited about working for you. So that to me was monumental, because I don't know that I'm a leader. So that's kind of something that I'm trying to evaluate also at the same time that I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my business.
And I'm going to throw this in there. I don't know this fellow, and I'm sure he's got a lot of good stuff, but I have to say something. I don't want anyone to think this is what I'm promoting, but I'll tell you, my stance on that is people are the same thing when it comes to sales. I'm not a salesperson. I'm just not. Nobody is a born salesperson. It is a skill that you can learn just like anything else. I would vehemently argue leadership is a skill that you can learn. So I would not allow anyone to tell you, well, if you're not a born good leader, naturally, then you can never own your bull crap. Steve Jobs had a Steve Wozniak. There are lots of, every leader I know has deficiencies that they hire other people to help in. So the only requirement I think you need for a good leader is to care about the people that you're leading and just be a decent human being. But I would call that a huge cop out. If you don't want to own your own business and that's not appealing to you, that's fine. Everyone doesn't have to be a business owner. There's no problems whatsoever if that's not what you want to do. But I would say that's a cop out. If you're like, well, I really desperately want to run my own business, but I'm a terrible leader. Bull crap. Some people have natural abilities that make it easier for them, and some people have to learn. But okay. There's no such thing as a natural born leader. Everybody can acquire those skills. And certainly when we're running a little, company less than $10 million, everybody can be a leader that can handle that. Maybe a $1 billion company, you need some skills that you can't acquire. But at the level we're talking, anyone can lead. Sorry, didn't mean to contradict. That's just such a big deal. I don't want anyone out there going, maybe I'm not a leader. Screw that. If this is what you want to do and you're passionate, go get it.
I think essentially he was trying to say that it's more about making sure that you are taking a vested interest in the people that are working for you. Don't just hire people and lead your company and then just let people out there to be on their own. Like more that mindset.
Sure. But either way, care about it's a people. Choice. There's no such thing as I was born this way or I was born that way and he's got this and he can do it and I don't and I can't. That's nonsense. All right. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so far so we can all learn from each other's mistakes?
Oh my. I think the biggest mistake I made, and the people asked me to come back, but one time I quoted a job and I didn't have their whole house clean and I actually left.
Oh no. That I could see that being embarrassing at best and getting you fired at worst. All right, last question. Well, real quick, just because we're running out of time, what's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right now that will improve their lives or their business? Can be personal, can be professional, big thing, small thing, just something very easy to implement that people can put into practice right away to make their lives or business just a little better.
Okay, so for me, that's just continuing to educate myself. I thought I knew cleaning. I don't know cleaning. So just listening to your podcast, being on your Facebook page has just enlighten me in ways that I just never thought. I've learned new ways of cleaning, new things to use. So for me, it's if you have something that you're passionate about and you think you know a lot about it, I think that you should just continue to try to learn more, because there's always more to learn.
I could not agree with that more. I am constantly reading and learning, and the people that I read and learn from are also constantly reading and learning. So anyone that tells you they know everything and they're done learning, is that is a good indicator that you're dealing with an immature person. Lori, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your, just being transparent and sharing where you are and your passion for the business, for cleaning, and your desire to grow. I appreciate it. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Lori's show notes page, the entire Clean Profit Method system, everything we've talked about today, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Go there now. I'll see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.